Jittery Jack into the straight, left the fence at the 300. Strategic Phil gets up the inside. Thought of That is chiming in too, about a length off the leader. Tan Check has run up behind them. And then Betcha flying, and Chief Eltony down the outside. Jittery Jack grabbed by Tan Check. Then Thought of That. Scottish Dancers flashing home. Tan Check at the 50. On the outside, Scottish Dancers coming home hard and got up. Scottish Dancer from Tan Check, Betcha flying. Photo.
And winning jockey Jack Hill with a double yesterday joins us this morning on A Correct Weight. Jack, congratulations. One at Pakenham and one at Caulfield. There wouldn't have been a big gap in between too, so you couldn't have afforded any traffic delays between the two venues.
Morning, Dan. How are you? No, I didn't. My manager, Philip Roos, worked it out that I had an hour to get from Pakenham to Caulfield, and it takes 53 minutes. So I'm blessed he worked all that out, because it was a bit too complicated for me, but I had no time to spare.
Oh, well, lucky the fog hadn't set in a couple of hours earlier, because I think it was much worse later on in the afternoon out that side. Look, well done, Jack. It's a terrific effort. We've heard jockeys do that before, but it doesn't happen that often, and it must be difficult even trying to be booked for the rides. You have to wait until the times actually come out in this case, and what turned out to be two really good rides, one for a stable you're having a bit of success with, and we had Tony McAvoy on a short while ago, and he was full of praise for you, and you rode their debutante Jaconi to win at Pakenham.
Yeah, look, I do jump outs when Calvin asked me to come up to Ballarat or do a bit of track work for Calvin, and look to get the opportunity to ride for a stable like the McAvoy team, it's fantastic. So you never say no to them. You just do what they ask if you can, and you get the opportunities rewarded.
And you got rewarded with a ride on Scottish Dancer, a horse that you rode to win at Bendigo. Look, he won like a pretty smart horse. He looked like a really exciting horse earlier on in his preparation, and then seemed to go into the wilderness. But you'd make a lot of happy owners through the Roll the Dice group there, and that was a terrific win for you at Caulfield on Scottish Dancer.
Yes, it was for sure. Obviously, the horse, he's got his own little quirks and own little habits that you've got to deal with. But if you go back and watch all his replays, he gets in and he hates being inside him. So if you get him to the outside, he really lets go, even though he still wants to get in. So, look, Andrew Bobbin, he's doing a great job. He's not long started out in his own training career, but he does a really good job with his team. And Roller Dice, to get a winner for Roller Dice in town was just fantastic.
So you'll be following Scottish Dancer wherever he may go, I presume?
Oh, look, I'm more than happy to ride if owners and trainer wants me on. But, he's another one, Andrew Bobbin. I'd done a couple of jump outs for him one day, and he gave me a ride. And that's, you don't see that hear that much anymore. Like, jockeys that help you out, they give you the rewards. Trainers give you their rewards. Sometimes it's just, can you help us out? Can you help us out? And they'll give you something down the track. But, obviously, Andrew Bobbin and Tony McAvoy, they've been great. So you do the work, they give you rewards.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been riding so well. You got two rides today at Ballarat, two big stables as well, Jack. Metsaro for Anthony and Sam Friedman in the first. What do you think of his chances? Or what do you think of its chances?
Look, I think he's got a really good chance. Blinkers on, soft ground, heavy track we're on today. But look, blinkers on, I think he's right up there for sure.
And also, for Zoo Hope.
McAvoy. Yeah, I thought his first start was quite good. You don't normally see the tempo come out of the race at the 600. You normally see him work into the race, and that's what happened. And it just shuffled him back, and he had to sort of get into clear room and get going. I thought he got to the line pretty good, but his work last week I thought was quite good, that he's going to be definitely competitive in today's race.
Yeah, Metsara was the filly. I took a step back there thinking maybe it's a filly. It is Metsara. And, of course, Zoo Hope, which is in race number three, is a two-year-old gelding. So, listen, congratulations yesterday. Good luck. Hope the good run continues, Jack. And well done to Philip Roos, too, mapping out the plan to get to Pakenham and Caulfield just in the nick of time.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.